Hello everyone, I would like to dedicate this episode to newcomers to Canada. Welcome, we're happy that you're here. What we would like you to know is that in Canada, everybody is required to file a personal income tax declaration showing all of your income and all of your deductions, eligible deductions, for the year. It might be a surprise to you because in many other countries in the world, it's not a required or mandatory filing. In Canada, it is. Everybody is required to show all of their income on a calendar basis, and that's a worldwide income. So let's assume that you came to Canada on July 1st. As of July 1st, you're required to file to show all of your income that you earned in Canada or outside of Canada from July 1st until December 31st. Now, you also need to tell Canada Revenue Agency that you have earned some income in your own country before you came to Canada. That income is not taxable in Canada, but CRA still needs to know about it because certain calculations are based on your annual income, despite the fact that some of it may not have been earned in Canada. So when I say income, what do I mean by that? Possibly you already found an employment. Congratulations. That means that you're getting some money coming in, your income, and your employer is taking some deductions, such as Canada Pension Plan, possibly employment insurance, and income tax. That will all be reported on a form called T4. That form is mailed to you sometime between mid-January until February 28th. If you've had any other income, for example, you've had interest on the money that you deposited in the bank, or you may have invested in some stocks which pay dividends, or maybe you've invested in some trusts and mutual funds, all of these types of income will have their own slips, T5s, T3s, and all of these slips will be mailed to you. Most of the slips are mailed before February 28. Some of them are due March 31st, so they might be mailed to you later. When I say slips, it's little pieces of paper showing your name, your social insurance number, and how much money you've earned. If there are any deductions that were taken off of that income, it will also be shown on that slip. In many cases, it will also show currency, because if you've earned something in a different currency than Canadian, I, as a preparer of your tax return, will need to convert it to Canadian dollars because everything we do here is in Canadian dollars. So all of your income has to be reported, not only the one that you've received the slip for. For example, if you were babysitting someone or you were looking after elderly and you've received some money, that also needs to be reported. If you started a new business and it's paying you any type, whether it's income or loss, it also has to be reported on your personal tax return. Now, that's really, in a nutshell, all about income. We can also talk about deductions. You're allowed to deduct medical expenses that you have incurred during the year. Possibly, if you paid tuition, you could also deduct special tuition. You will get a special form for that. This is what I tend to refer as slips. You could have made a charitable donation. You could also claim that as a deduction. If one of your spouses or parents depends on you, they live in Canada and they depend on you for, you support them in their lifestyle, you could potentially claim them as your dependents. In Canada, every individual files their own personal return. Unlike some other countries where their tax return is filed as a family group. So each family member will have to file their own tax return. However, you can transfer some credits between the two tax returns as necessary. A few more deductions that I didn't mention. Quite often I see childcare deductions. This is where your child went to a daycare, or maybe you actually paid to a babysitter or some school before and after school. those are considered child care deduction, and that is eligible for deduction. If you paid some dues to some professional organizations, professional engineers, accountants, human resources, nurses, many associations require you to pay dues, and those dues are eligible for deductions. I will never be able to list all of the deductions possible because they're all very, very individual, and they can apply to somebody and not apply to somebody else. So if you do have any questions, feel free to send me an email at natalie@taxwelldone.com. That's N-A-T-A-L-I-E at taxwelldone.com, or visit my website, www.taxwelldone.com. Thank you for listening.